guys are start with Ron. You guys know how tough every game in the A-10 is going to be, especially with that ranking next year named now. So how tough was this one?
It was pretty difficult. You know, we have to come in with the same mentality every game and play our version of basketball. You know, in the first half we kind of slipped, but we had good locker room talks and we figured it out in the second half, went back out there and played our butts off. So,
Toby, what was that at halftime in the locker room? Was there anything that gets you going?
You know, we just, you know, had to put, you know, whatever it was behind us, flush, you know, the first half. We didn't shoot the ball well, we felt like, and I guess, you know, sometimes when we shoot really well, you know, guys are really happy, and sometimes, you know, shots affect guys, you know, their attitudes about the game. So it was about being mature enough to, you know, battle back and understand that maybe we're not going to shoot the ball well, but we got to find a way to win the game, so.
Deron, you only had two shots in the first half. What changed for you in the second half?
Just being more aggressive. You know, my teammates were telling me, hey, they're not really coming to trap you on the post, so make sure you read it better. Be aggressive, you know, pass it out, but don't always look to do that. Make sure you look to do your thing first. So listen to what they had to say, and I went in the second half and executed, and it just created opportunities for not only myself, but also for my teammates. So we did a great job of executing that.
So Ron, talk about Isaac Jack and the lift he's giving you guys this year. You probably tell him you in practice, too.
Yeah, he definitely does. Toughness, grit, plays very hard. You know, every team needs a guy like that. You know, I can't even express enough how important he is. A lot of championship teams have guys like that. So he's a great player. And when he comes on the floor, he always plays hard and gives us great, valuable minutes. So he's only going to go up from here.
Kobe, early on, it seemed like the three ball was hard for you guys to find it to go in. How confident, though, are you in this team that, you know, no matter if you guys keep shooting, eventually they're going to go in, which we obviously saw them do towards the end?
So. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, things change, you know, as the game goes on. It's a game of runs. You know, that's the best thing about basketball, that, you know, sometimes your shot might not go in, but the next three or four, it might go in every time. So you just got to stay confident, stay with it, and I think that's what we did. We played through Deuce a little bit more, and he was able to create some easy ones for guys, and that helps boost confidence. And kudos to Deuce for, you know, being great, you know, drawing guys, you know. So.
Kobe, Durant's on a roll here, kind of, and you played with him down 3 years. Just talk a little bit about the way he's developed and what you're seeing right now.
I definitely say he's become way more of a complete player, you know, from me first seeing him, you know, get on campus, he's a little scrawny, you know, small guy. He was more of a, you know, pick and roll, you know, feed him in the post, to where now he can, you know, stretch the floor and put the ball on the floor, isolate, you know, and really make defenses suffer. So he's grown tremendously, and he's going to be a great player for his career. So,
Kobe, were you aware of the free throw record?
Yeah, Coach said it to me. I think I missed the one right after, though. So.
When did he say it?
He said it to me after the game.
Oh, okay. So you didn't know during the game that you were close to the record?
Nah, I try not to pay attention to that stuff. But I feel like one of the guys might have said something, jinxed me a little bit.
So. I was going to say, is it good not to know when you're up?
Yeah, definitely. I try not to think too much about, you know, the shot. I just, you know, take my one little dribble, catch my breath, and let it go. So,
Deron, are you able to share what Coach Grant, you were talking about at the end of the game? There was about the dunk, or was it just a little pep talk? Or
yeah, he was just saying he thought I did a good job. He said he didn't think I was wrong for the dunk at the end of the game because it's a rivalry, you know, and it wasn't anything personal or intentional. That's just us playing through the clock, you know, and I'm not that type of person to be disrespectful, so that's not how it came across. So he wasn't upset at me at all for that. So,
Kobe, what'd you think about the dunk before that, the fast break dunk by Deron? Is that some good one?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I hope he had his tongue out. I know he was trolling going down the court, smiling or something. I love when he does that. So it's always great to see.
Deron, your eyes get pretty wide when you.
Yeah, that one I was kind of upset because I was missing my free throws before, so I was just like on a rampage. I was, you know, just so locked in. I'm like, the dunk as hard as I can, but yeah, it was one of those.
Did you see him staring at everybody on the bench right after that? That's what you got to see. That's what you got to see is him being goofy, you know, in between it all, which is great to see.
As Coach Grant talked to you about just how to handle the success, now you're a winning team, you know, 11 in a row. Is that mentioned at all, or is he? You guys mature enough to handle it yourself?
Most definitely. I'd say we're definitely a mature team, but, you know, it's always good to hear him say, you know, and give us a, that reminder to kind of keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing is making sure we do what we do and win the A-10 conference and try to, you know, win the championship in the tournament. So,
Deron, where do you think you improved the most from the last year?
I think I've improved the most from the neck up, understanding the game better. I feel like I've improved, especially with shooting, just being able to create more opportunities for my teammates. You know, it opens more things up. Just reading the game better, making better decisions. Just trying to be like that type of stuff and also be a better leader. Luckily, I have a great leader next to me that I can learn from. And a lot of mental things, you know, because there's, it comes to a point in time where skills get you so far. It's also about how you read the game and read other teams and communicate. So that's where I feel like I've got the most better over the course of the summer.
Deron, it seemed like tonight there was times when you knew when to take over the game.
Yeah. So like I said before, just communicating with my teammates, they saw what they saw. You know, in the locker room, they told me, Elvis was telling me certain things and what to see, and I was like, you know what? Instead of arguing, I listened, and I was like, yeah, that's what needs to happen. So I went out there and I did what I could to help my teammates, and it created a lot, you know. So fortunately, we finished the game strong.
What do you think about him making 37 straight free throws?
That's amazing. You know, that's just shows how great of a shooting team we have. You know, he gets to the free throw line a lot. He draws a lot of attention. So that's huge that he's able to make them like that.
You guys got another tough one coming up Saturday against Rhode Island.
Right.
Last, what do you remember about that game?
They're a good team. You know, like I said before, you can't underestimate any team. They got a lot of transfers. I think they got a couple of transfers that just came in. So every team, you have to have the same mentality if you want to win the game. So it's just going to be what's required to win. You know, so we're going to have to go out there and do what we need to do to win the game, regardless of what it is.
You guys familiar with Archie Miller's history here?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
All right. No, might not have the warmest welcome back, but we definitely know that he used to coach here. So.
Yeah, he better not get a warm welcome back. as much as the Flyer fans should love him, but in the era of AG right now, so.
Kobe's part of history here.
Yeah.
Let's talk defense. You had the assignment on Jimerson. He made a couple late, but was under his average. You want to talk about your approach today?
Just, you know, try to make him work for, you know, every shot, really. Jimerson's a, you know, tremendous player, and Coach wanted to focus on taking them away because that throws them out of their rhythm. And I just try to do my best to, you know, make sure everything he got was tough, contest every little shot he got. So,
Deron, for you guys, you know, 11 in a row now, the ranking, I know you guys want to just kind of keep blinders on with everything like that and stay focused to the game. How important is it for you guys to just continue focusing on what you guys need to do to continue playing at the highest level?
It's extremely important. Have laser focus. Like Mr. Giovanni was saying earlier, every team's going to come for us, regardless of who we play. With that ranking next to our name, we're going to get every team's best. And it's already like that before in this conference. So it's going to require us to focus on the little things and do our thing and play Dayton basketball. And we're more than capable of doing it. And we still have our best basketball coming forward. So we're just excited to keep it going.